are glad you are here tonight again, and we are glad for those who open the internet page so that they can listen to the evening service, the last service of Bethel Baptist Church for the day. Want to remind you again that tomorrow, if I'm not mistaken, is the ladies' Bible study at 7 o'clock. And you better enjoy right here. And Maria Thomason is here and all the people to enjoy the Bible study. My wife mentioned to me, she took the book with her and mentioned to me the beauty of the studies. And so share with me some things in the book of Acts. And I'm so glad that you got a good study for the ladies. We always start with a classic number. Is with me from my seminary, number 255. My pastor, Dr. Archer Weniger, was always fond of this book and so this hymn, and so we start 255, Blessed Assurance. Look to the Lord in prayer. Father, we do come to you with the assurance that indeed we have the blessed assurance that our salvation cannot be taken out from us. And so thank you, Father. And because of that, now we are extremely responsible to let that salvation shine as we studied this morning. And the beauty of that offering who reflects the character and the magnificent power that rests upon us. And so tonight, we're going to study a very sad chapter, but a very needed chapter, the judgment of the world under the prophecy of Isaiah 24. And we pray for your understanding and for the great assurance that we, the people of God, will not be judged, that this is something that others will suffer. And because of that, we open the doors of our church to present Christ, Christ, and Christ alone, so the people can avoid that. In Jesus, we pray for blessings as we praise your name. And then we pray also, God, for understanding as we look upon the scripture. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. We always have about close to half hour of rejoicing together in this blessedness of singing together and request a song from you. And so if you are in the internet, BBCMH, 95037 will get you into the art control room in Yahoo Messenger, and then we will be able to see what song do you like people do on Wednesday night. But if you are here, just let me know. Señorita, 402, that's what we're going to do, 402, certainly. Faith is the victory, and thank God that he provided the faith to us, don't we? Faith is the victory. And where did faith come from? Hearing what? The word of God. Thank you. Oh, you people, the class passed the test. All right. you dress? I was like, oh, no, I don't use any more ties or anything. I just go with this. So I think she was dying from the microphone. I had to call the people. Like, no, Raquel, I said, I use all kinds of colors. No colors, no. Poor wife, you know. She's coming, God's willing, they're coming Sunday in the night, about 9:30. She had done a very hard work in taking care of Daniel's and Miriam's home and enjoying the great-granddaughter and teaching Emma how to do these things and cook and this and the other. And Emma told me, my granddaughter said, it is a hard work. Every 2.5 hours, they want to eat. I said, Emma, you did the same 19 years ago. That is wonderful. All right, another son in your heart tonight. You let me know. Okay, Brother Blinka, you tell me.
Yeah, okay, number 108.
108, all right. Here we are, no far from 97, it's 108. 106, I got it. Nothing in the internet yet, and so you can have a song right here. Brother Greg, and then we get it. 132. Brother Greg has a problem. He thinks Jesus leaves.
That's a problem. Right.
Yeah.
151. Again, the thinking that Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Well, what else are we going to think, eh, Rihanna? What else? Jesus coming again. What a certainty, the Bible says. The Bible says. But no one knows, all right? No one knows the hour and the day, the Bible says. And still unknown. But we know for certainty that he is coming. Jesus is coming again. 151. Side of our hymn book, 480, in tenderness he sought me. And that's a beautiful song.
Thank you.
so much, Diane, for your great and wonderful compliment and playing the piano for us.